it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Your network of friends, artists, family, and acquaintances is your most important asset. But don't stop there. You must keep meeting new people, those who can help you with your career and really just enrich your life. Always remember, it is much more comfortable to introduce yourself when you're not asking for something. That's why it's so important to meet people and build professional relationships before you need to ask for their help. So ask yourself this: whom would you like to meet? Who would be great contacts for you to make? After you've identified people you'd like to get to know, embrace the attitude that you don't want anything immediately from them. You might request their opinions and ideas, but you're not going to be asking them for a gallery exhibition, a feature article, or sponsorship. You can choose to meet people in one of two ways, online or in person. Let's say you want to introduce yourself virtually. Start by Googling the names of people you're interested in meeting. Find out as much as you should know. You have a genuine interest in who they are and what they do, or you should. You'd be remiss not to do your research. You can follow them on Twitter, friend them on Facebook, with the proper introduction, of course, and connect with them on LinkedIn. You can contribute to the conversation on their blog or Facebook wall. Don't just like something, but add value to the dialogue. Before you know it, the people you'd most like to meet will remember your name. Maybe you want to meet them face-to-face instead of virtually. Ask your current contacts if they either know the person you're interested in meeting or if they might know of someone who's connected with the person. A personal introduction is the best way to meet someone because there is this initial element of trust. Much more comfortable that way. Attend events at which this person might also be present. You can ask someone to introduce you or, get better yet, gather your courage and introduce yourself. Also, send postcards and introductions to your new contacts, but don't hound them and don't add them to any bulk email list. By the time you get around to asking for a meeting, they're going to already be familiar with your name. Final word, it's easier than ever to meet people, but it does require effort. The results will be worth your time. Don't lament that you're not connected. Do something about it. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. And if you want to do something about being connected and building relationships, think about joining my Cultivate Collectors class. It is coming up right around the corner, and we'd love to have you join us. Just go to artbizcoach.com/cultivate.html. Thanks so much for listening.